taking place. David McMillan can tell us about this shipment of steel.
That's it, Mike. It's on its way. The first shipment of steel from SSI UK being taken to the Far East to the SSI plant in Thailand is on its way. It's been unleashed from its moorings. It's being tugged up the River Tees. It has left the dockside and it is making its way on this historic journey all the way out past Sumatra into the Indian Ocean and over to Prachuapkirikan in Thailand. There's some 48,000 tonnes of steel on board. It's worth $30 million, which is approximately 18.6 million pounds, a hugely valuable cargo and a hugely historic moment for Teesside steelmaking. Of course, people thought it had gone, they thought it was over when the Teesside cast products plant was mothballed 2 years ago, but SSI took it over. It's taken probably about 6 months longer than they'd originally expected to bring steelmaking back. But of course, 4 weeks ago, the first slab of steel came out. Since then, they've produced more than 100,000 tonnes of steel. Each slab weighs about 24 tonnes. They produce more than 100,000 tonnes of steel, and the first shipment is now making its way from Teesport on its way to Thailand. And of course, the other thing to look out for next week is, if this is an exciting and historic landmark, next week we're getting a record breaker because they're going to ship 88,000 tonnes of steel. It's still all lined up on the dock. It's a little bit like, it's an odd thing to try and imagine perhaps, and the only thing I'd come up with, but it's like if you had a warehouse to sell cell doors for a giant's prison. There's these huge grey solid slabs laid out approximately door-shaped all over Teesport Dock, but that's what it is. But next week, 88,000 will be shipped out to Thailand. That will be a record for Teesport, the highest ever, greatest ever steel shipment to leave the River Tees. So an historic moment, Mike. The Bluefin's just very slowly edging up the Tees. It's making its way past me, being bravely and gamely pulled by the little tugboat. It's an enormous ship, 100 metres long plus, but these little tugboats, little beige and blue numbers, are taking it up the dock. So it's an historic moment here, and a fantastic day for, and an historic day for steelmaking on Teesside.
Absolutely. So how long will this journey take then, David?
Well, the estimate is between 28 days and 33 days. The original thought was that it would have to take a different route to avoid the potential danger of piracy in Somalia, which of course we know all about. It's been in the news a lot recently. But they've managed to get around that problem, and that is of course a huge boost, because that means SSI will get their steel much quicker than the 50 days it had been estimated to take. If it arrives somewhere between 28 and 33 days, that means they can get it, that means they can start processing it, they can start rolling it out, and then pretty soon afterwards they can sell it on, and then it will become white goods and cars in Thailand and Southeast Asian markets, like other Southeast Asian markets like Malaysia. So it's a huge boost for them to finally get it. As I say, it had of course been hoped that the steelmaking would resume in December, then it was January, eventually it was April. But it's back, and that's what matters most to the people of Teesside.